That was Odonis Odonis with the track Bliss from the album of the same name, based in Toronto. And coming up next will be a local band, just Buddy with Newest Glass. And only a couple more songs left until the end of the hour. I'll send you out on some punk and metal today with some bands I discovered and that I've gone back to and listened to. You probably will know them because I talked about them before. I love them. They're coming up next. If you can guess, probably not. They're from New Zealand. That's a clue. But first will be a short promo for a show that happens from Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for staying tuned in so far, and hope you get excited for the next song by Three Sailing Weight, my latest album, Marsec Level 2, with the track Ghost Town, coming up right after this, so stay tuned.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Watch on the wire, getting buried in the smile. Wish we could sputter. What makes us stop? What makes us go? A breath out. The mountains lost in frosted flats. It's a total whiteout. We go on turning the crank. Sip on cups of coffee and glaze our eyes upon the screen. Our heads are aching, and I know we all need breaking. I know. We're stuck in the frame of centuries toward work.
That was the band Sweet Pill, based in Philadelphia, from their latest album, just released 4 days ago. That was the track Slow Burn from their latest album, Still There's a Glow. Very, very new. They're really cool. I found this song just for today's show as well. I stumbled upon it looking for some more rock music, and I really liked it. And at the time, not all the songs were released, but now they are. So I decided to go listen to them. I hope you liked it as well. Because now it's about the end of my show. I only have one more song for you guys left. It's from a band that I played a lot when their latest album came out, Teira. And it is Alien Weaponry from Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'll be playing you the track from their debut album, too. And I've kind of been on a bit of a bender listening to their music again. It's some good metal, some thrash as well. If you want more. Have a great rest of your day. I'm excited for next week's show as well. We'll be playing lots of new music that's been released, such as, this is not metal, but it's folk music. We'll be playing the new album from Iron and Wine, because I love that one. Mitski. We'll be playing a couple other just great new music, new songs I've discovered for the show that I want to show you guys. But I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoy this song by Alien Weaponry, if you haven't heard it before, because this will be this track, Rage, It Takes Over Again, from their album, 2. Have a great rest of your day. This is CGSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
You would. This is Bird Note. For years, scientists debated whether the first flying dinosaurs, the ancestors of modern birds, began by running and making little hops off the ground, or leapt off a tree branch to glide. It's called the ground-up versus trees-down debate for short. But there's a newer perspective on this mystery. Maybe the old debate misses the point. Maybe flying dinosaurs tried jumping from more than one place. Whether leaping off a branch or off the forest floor, it probably began with the same motion, a firm push off the surface. After all, that's how birds do it today. Recent findings suggest that many dinosaur species had feathers, and some also had limbs that could flap like wings. One analysis suggested that the ability to fly could have evolved not just once, but three separate times among dinosaurs. So instead of the old picture of one lone dinosaur with prototype wings deciding how to use them, imagine many feathered creatures jumping and gliding all over. That fertile time of experimentation eventually led to...
You're listening to